hear us. How yet beholds me.
I never love.
Sometimes we see a cloud, this dragonish. A vapor, sometime like a bear or a lion. A towered citadel, abandoned rock, a forked mountain, or blue promontory with trees upon it that nod unto the world and mark our eyes with air. Thou hast seen these signs, their black vespers pageants. That which is now a horse, even with a thought, the rachis limbs, makes it indistinct as water is in water. My good knave Eros, now thy captain is even such a body. Here I am, Antony, yet cannot hold his visible shape. My knave, I made these wars for Egypt. And the queen, whose heart I thought I had, for she had mine, which was that was mine, had annexed unto the million more. She, Eros, has packed cards with Caesar and false played my glory unto an enemy's triumph. Nay, weep not, gentle Eros.
It is left us ourselves to end ourselves.
Oh, thy vile lady, she has robbed me of my sword.
No, Anthony, my mistress loved thee. And her fortune mingled with thine entirely.
And saucy you in a piece. She has betrayed me and shall die of death.
That a one person can be betrayed but once, and that she has discharged. What thou wouldst do is done unto thy hand. The last she spoke was Anthony, most noble Anthony. Then in the midst a tearing groan did break the name of Anthony. It was divided between her heart and lips. She rendered life. Thy name so buried in her.
Dead then.
Dead.
Now, Miros. The long day's task is done and we must sleep.
Oh. Come. Sevenfold shield of Ajax cannot keep the battery from my heart. Oh. Leave my sides.
Hard ones be stronger than thy continent. Crack thy frail chains apace, Eros, apace.
No more, soldier. Bruised pieces, go. You've been nobly born. Come me a while. I will, Lord, take thee, Cleopatra, and weep for my pardon. Thus it must be. For now all length is torture, since the torture's out.
Lie down and stay no farther. Now all labor marks what it does. Yea, very force entangles itself with strength. Seal then, and all is done. Eros. Eros, stay for me. We're souls to couch on flowers. We'll hand in hand, and with our sprightly port make the ghosts gaze. Die to an hernia shall want troops, and all the haunt be ours. Come, Eros, Eros!
What would, my lord?
Since Cleopatra died, I have lived in such dishonor that the gods detest my baseness. I that with my sword quartered the world and all green Neptune's back with ships made cities. Condemn myself to lack the courage of a woman. Less noble mind than she which by her death our Caesar tells I am conqueror of myself. Thou sworn me, Eros. That when the exigent should come, which now is come indeed, when I should see behind me the inevitable prosecution of disgrace and horror, that on my command thou then wouldst kill me.
The time has come. Thou strikest not me, it is Caesar thou defeatest. For color and magic.
The gods withhold me. Should I do that which all the Parthian darts, though enemy lost Damon, could not?
Yes. Wouldst thou be windowed in great Rome, and see thy master thus with pleached arms, bending down his corrigible neck, his face subdued to penetrative shame, whilst the wheel seat of fortunate Caesar, drawn before him, branded his baseness that ensued?
I would not see it.
Come then, for with a wound I must be cured.
Draw that thy honest sword which thou hast worn, most useful for thy country.
So pardon me.
Oh, but I did make thee free. Swarst thou not then to do this when I bade thee? But do it at once, or thy preceding services are all but accidents unpurposed. Draw and come.
Turn from me then that noble countenance wherein the worship of the whole world lies.
Lowly.
My sword is drawn.
Then let it do at once the thing why thou hast drawn it.
My dear master, my captain and my emperor, let me say before I strike this bloody stroke, farewell.
Then it is said, madam, farewell.
Farewell, great chief. Shall I strike now?
Now, Eros.
Why there, then? Thus do I escape the sorrow of Antony's death.
Thrice nobler than thyself. Thou teachest me, O valiant Eros, what I should and thou couldst not. My queen and Eros have got upon me a nobleness in your court. But I will be a bridegroom in my death and run into it as to a lover's bed. Come then.
Eros, master, dies thy scholar to do thus I learned of thee.
Oh, no. Not then. Not then. God. Dispatch me.
What's the noise?
I have done my work ill, friend. Make an end of what I have begun.
Star has fallen.
Time is at his period.
Let him that loves me strike
me dead. Not I.
Nor I.
Nor anyone.
Where's Anthony?
There, Alexis, there.
Is he?
Above her, Alexis, draw thy sword and give me sufficing strokes for death.
Most absolute lord. My mistress, Cleopatra, sent me to thee.
When did she send me?
Now, my lord.
Where is she?
Locked in her monument. She had a prophesying fear of what had come to pass. For when she saw, which never shall be found, you did suspect she had disposed with Caesar, and that your rage would not be purged. She sent you word she was dead. But fearing since how it might work, have sent me to proclaim the truth. And I am come, I dread, too late.
Too late, good Alex. Bear me good friends for Cleopatra buys. It is the last service that I shall command you. I have led you oft. Carry me now, good friends, and have my thanks.